USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA has granted Johnson & Johnson emergency use authorization for their COVID-19 vaccine. Unlike Pfizer and Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will only need one shot. The company promises more than 100 million doses will roll out in the next 4 months. This means with Moderna and Pfizer expecting 600 million doses by August, there could be a surplus of the vaccines in the U.S. this summer. President Biden spoke at the White House after passage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill in the House in a near party-line vote.
With their vote, we're one step closer to vaccinating the nation. We are one step closer to putting $1,400 in the pockets of Americans. We're one step closer to extending unemployment benefits for millions of Americans who are shortly going to lose them.
The legislation now heads to the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden is urging the Senate to act quickly after the House passed the COVID relief package. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The $1.9 trillion COVID relief package is now in the hands of the Senate after being passed by the House early Saturday morning. Speaking from the White House Saturday, the President urged the Senate to take swift action on the measure, calling the bill vital to relieving suffering in the country.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again. And the people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering. The American Rescue Plan does just that. It relieves the suffering, and it's time to act.
The president has pushed lawmakers to pass the relief package before March 14th, when federal jobless benefits expire. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The relief bill includes $1,400 stimulus checks for American citizens. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A search is underway in Nigeria for over 300 schoolgirls that were kidnapped on Friday. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
The girls taken in the middle of the night by armed men who overtake a state-run secondary school in northwest Nigeria. No word on who's behind the kidnapping, as no one has claimed responsibility, but a Nigerian human rights activist believes the motive is clear.
It's about ransom. It's probably this time around we'll be talking about $20 million to get them out. I mean, what could be more lucrative than that?
Omiyele Sowore tells South African TV the government may be complicit, as officials sometimes get a cut of the ransom money. The Daily Beast reports school and security officials had been warned by locals of impending danger, but it's not clear if anything was done. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
The government is implementing new measures to prevent the spread of the Ebola virus by travelers from Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo entering the country, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The announcement comes after Ebola outbreaks in the two African countries that have killed a combined 9 people, according to the WHO. Previous outbreaks in the countries, as well as Liberia and Sierra Leone, killed thousands of people. In a statement, the CDC said the Ebola outbreaks in the two countries are in remote areas, and the risk of spreading to the U.S. is extremely low. The Biden administration is committed to working closely with the affected countries to end these outbreaks before they grow into epidemics. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.